B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Beis. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis, Omed Aleph. The previous sugya on Daf Kuf Aleph took us most of the way through Kuf Beis, Omed Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of the Omed. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. And this is taking us back to a machlekas we saw between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Kuf, Omed Aleph. And there we saw what happens if somebody's eating a suda on Erev Shabbos, and then Kiddush Olav Hayom, it becomes Shabbos. Does he have to stop straight away? Does he have to be mafsik, which is what Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to be mafsik? Rabbi Yosi says, no, you can continue eating, there's no need to be mafsik. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, B'nei Chaburo, if you had a group of people, Shehoyu Masubin, they were dining together, V'Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, and in the middle of their Suda, it became Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, Shabbos came in. And Rashi in Brochas, Daf Beis Amud Beis, explains that that's already from Bein Hashmoshes, it's before Tzeis HaKichovim, it's already a time that one can make Kiddush. Then, since this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be mafsik, so he says straight away what you have to do is, Mevi'in le'kois shel yayin, first things, bring a cup of wine, v'omer elav kedushas hayom. First and foremost, say Kiddush. Now he also says, mafsikin, you have to finish your meal that you were in the middle of. You have to have a special meal, another meal, l'chvoid Shabbos. V'sheini, bring a second kois, and omer alav birchas hamazon, and use that kois for birchas hamazon. As we know, ideally, one should say birchas hamazon with a kois, bring a second kois for birchas hamazon, and then after that, you'll be able to have a suda, which is unique to Shabbos. A suda's Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, number one, mafsikin, you have to stop. And he happens to say that you have to make the Kiddush even before Birchas HaMozin, because it's a mitzvah that applies here and now as Shabbos came in. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you don't need to make Kiddush, kusha Kiddush Hayom. Rather, oichel v'hoylich ad shetechshach, you can carry on till Tzeis HaKichovim. And if you haven't finished by Tzeis HaKichovim, you can even carry on after Tzeis HaKichovim. However long your meal is, as Rabbi Yosi said on Daf Kuf, that ein mafsikin, you don't need to stop your meal, even if Shabbos came in. Gomru, whenever they finish their meal, then also, he says, bring two kaisos. Kois Rishon on the first Kois Mevorichal of Birchas Hamazon, you finished your Suda, and this Suda that carried on into Shabbos actually serves as a Suda's Shabbos as well. Then first say Birchas Hamazon, Vashen Yoimer Elav Kedushas Hayom, and on the second Kois you say Kiddush. Asks the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi, who says that both Koises, Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, are both associated to this second Suda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Birchas HaMozin is associated to the previous Suda, which happens to be a weekday Suda, an Erev Shabbos Suda. The Kiddush he makes is actually a Kiddush for the Shabbos Suda he's going to have later. So we can understand you need two cases. Rabbi Yosi, who says that both of them apply to the same Suda, then am I? Why do I need two cases? V'nimrinu l'tarvayu achoda kosa. There, why can't I say both brachos on one kois? I'll bring one kois, and first I'll say on it Birchas HaMozin, and straight after Birchas HaMozin, I'll say the brach of Kiddush on it. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Huna, Omer of Sheshes. This is a Yesoid, a rule that of Sheshes established, Ein Oimrim Shtei Kedushos al Kois Echad. You don't do two mitzvahs on a single kois. The Gemara here calls mitzvahs Kedushos. We say Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvahs of... You don't do two mitzvahs on a single kois. Asks the Gemara, my Tama, why can you not say two brachas to do two mitzvahs on one kois? Omer of Nachon by Yitzchak, lefish ein oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. It's inappropriate to bundle together a number of mitzvahs as if giving this feeling of mitzvahs is a burden for us. Get as many of them done as you can, so to speak, as the expression goes, kill two birds with one stone, as if all we're trying to do is get over it. No, every mitzvah is unique, every mitzvah is special in its own way, and each mitzvah should be done independently. Asks the Gemara, V'loi, is it true what Rav Sheshes has said, that Ein Oimrim Shtei Kedushos al Kois Echad? V'otanya, did we not learn in a Braisa? Hanichnas lebeisei b'motze Shabbos, if somebody comes into his house, motze Shabbos. Mevorech aleyayin. Now, we know he has to make Havdalah, and after Havdalah, he's going to want to eat. And normally we know you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, so first you have to make Havdalah. Mavorich al Yain, he takes the kois as the Havdalah we make every Motzah Shabbos. First you make Hagofen, Vala Moir, and then you say Boire Moir Ho'esh, Vala Besomim, and then you say Boire Mine Besomim, Vacharkach Oimer Havdalah al Kois, and then you say the Bracha of Havdalah, which is more or less what we do every Motzah Shabbos. The order here is a bit different, and we're going to learn about the order a little bit later. What happens if he's only got this one kois? And if he makes Havdalah on this kois, then when he eats afterwards, then he's not going to have a kois for Birchas HaMazon. And we want him to be able to say Birchas HaMazon on a kois. So what should he do? So even though normally you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, but in this circumstance where you've got no choice because you've only got one kois, Manichoy Le'achar HaMazon, he can eat before Havdalah, and he leaves this one kois for after his suda. When he's finished eating, and then he makes Birchas HaMazon, and he does the whole Havdalah with the Birchas HaMazon on one kois. That's how Tosfos seems to explain this Gemara. And from here we have a question on what Rav Sheisha said before. Rav Sheisha says, "Ein oimrim shtei kedushes al kois echod." Here we have a single kois that he's going to say also Birchas HaMazon and also Havdalah. Says the Gemara, "Ein lo yishani." If he hasn't got two kaisas, then he's allowed to use one kais. When Rav Sheisha says, "Ein oimrim shtei kedushes al kois echod," it means when you have two kaisas. Asks the Gemara, "Va'yomtuv." What happens if Seder night, if Pesach is on Motzah Shabbos? De Islay. And since it's just the beginning of a Yom Tov, he's definitely got lots of wine. He's also got four kaisers available. And for Seder night, he's got plenty of wine and he's got a whole Yom Tov ahead of him. And Chol HaMoed, he's got plenty food and wine available. And which that means, and it's Motzah Shabbos. And it's Motzah Shabbos and also Leil Yom Tov. He has to make Kiddush and Havdalah. V'omar Rav, Rav says that on a single kois, you do Yakna, Yayin, and which is Hagofen, the Kiddush, Neir, and Havdalah. So you see that you make Havdalah and Kiddush on the same kois. Not like Rav Sheishas. And you can't say he hasn't got, because on the eve or the beginning of Yom Tov, of course he's got plenty wine. Answers the Gemara, Omri, he said, you should have noticed that if we're talking about Seder night, where's the Zayin? Where's Zman? Where's the Brach of Shechayanu here? So it must be that we're talking about a Yom Tov on Matzah Shabbos that's not the beginning of Yom Tov, and therefore there's no Shechayanu. Which Yom Tov would that be? Midele Omar Zman, from the fact that Shechayanu is not mentioned there, Mechlal, we can deduce to Beshvi Shel Pesach Oskinon. We're talking about the last day of Chol HaMoed Pesach was Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos was Shvi Shel Pesach. Here you've got a Havdalah and a Kiddush. And at this point, the Chol Ma'id Havaleh, any food and wine that he'd had for Yom Tov, Ochileh, he's already consumed Baruch Hashem over Yom Tov. Velesleh, and he only has one kois. And therefore, it's Rav says, you say Yayin Kiddush, Neir Havdalah, you say Kiddush and Havdalah on the same kois. Ask the Gemara, V'ho Yom Tov Rishon de Islay. But the first Yom Tov, Leil Yom Tov Rishon, Motzah Erev Yom Tov was Shabbos. Motzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, so you've got Kiddush and Havdalah. V'omar Abaya, and Abaya says, Yayin Kiddush Zman Neir Havdalah. Abaya says explicitly, if it says Zman, it's talking about the beginning of Yom Tov. And it seems that he's got the koisus. He's got plenty of wine, because there's a whole Yom Tov ahead of him, and nonetheless, you make Kiddush and Havdalah on the same kois. Rava Omar Rava agrees with Abaya, just the order is a bit different. It's Yak Nahaz, Yain Kiddush Neir Havdalah Zman. It's a different order, but even according to Rava as well as to Abaya, we see that you do Kiddush and Havdalah on the same kois, even though he has plenty wine. Answers the Gemara, Elo, the answer is not because he hasn't got. That's not the real answer. That is the real answer regarding Birchas HaMazon. Regarding Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, or Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah, indeed, you're not allowed to do two brachis, two kedushos on one kois. However, over here, regarding Kiddush and Havdalah, that's different. Havdalah v'Kiddush, chod milsehi. Havdalah and Kiddush are a single unit. They go together, and the Rishonim discuss why they go together. They're dependent on each other. It's the end of Shabbos that marks the beginning of Yom Tov, or whichever other terms we're going to use, but Kiddush and Havdalah are the same concept. Within Havdalah, we mention the Kedusha, we Kedushas Shabbos, we say Hamavdil ben Kodesh le Kodesh. it's one thing. And therefore, it's not considered chavilois. Chavilois is not considered bundling up two different things on one case. They're both the same. However, birchas hamazon v'kiddush, trei milininu. Kiddush and birchas hamazon are two completely different things, and therefore, they should not be done on one case. And imirtzah Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.